Yeah, it's always pleasing. I'm delighted with the response that we've had since the Morton game. As I say, we went on that run of defeats, but I think the Dundee performance was very good, a convincing victory on the night, and we've showed another way of winning the game today, which was very pleasing. Coming down to Queen of South, which is never an easy place to come, but you know, went a goal behind, got ourselves back into the game, and as I say, found ourselves ahead, only to go behind to see the game levelling out again with a penalty kick. But Dom's putting a great delivery again, and then Ashley goes on and scores the winner, so very pleasing.
All three goals from corners.
Yeah, and it's something, listen, it's crazy, because we've not scored from set play all season, and then all of a sudden, three coming one day, so it's something that we'll continue to try and work it. There's nothing better than when something comes off, and Dom's deliveries, but the aggressive runs that both Ashley and Danny made, going in to header the ball as well, so delighted with that side.
In a division of fine margins, you know, being a big threat at set pieces could be like an ace card to play second half of the season.
It is.
If you can make it count.
It is that, and as I say, any away game's a difficult game in this league, and if we can tidy up in that aspect and hopefully score more goals to set plays, it'll definitely give us a chance to get more points to climb this league.
I thought your team middle to front played with a decent bit of freedom and always looked kind of threatening. Do you sense that there's, you know, some fresh energy and improvement there with the new signings?
I've always said, and it's not being flippant with a remark, I think we've got goals in this team. I really do. And the hardest thing sometimes is to put the ball in the back of the net. But great credit goes to the boys at the back today, because Queens had obviously worked on something. Roy Hamilton played out on the left-hand side. They were putting long diagonals on top of Ian Cymru. And yes, they got joy from it at times, but we didn't buckle. And as I say, we found a way of winning the game today.
Yes, your central defenders both scored, but a debut goal for Gavi McGill must have pleased you.
Aye, it's great for him. It's to score your first goal for the club. And I've said the last number of weeks that Gabby's been very patient and waiting to get his opportunity, but he's continually worked hard on the training ground. He's still young, he's got a lot of development in him. And as I've said, you know, we've been lucky we've brought Jonathan in to help lead that front line as well. But competition for places now with Nizzy, Jonathan, Lewis, McCann and Gabby. So it's pleasing on that side of things.
You're two debutants today. How did you feel they played?
No, they've done great. In terms, I don't want to take nothing away, though, it was a team performance. And I've just said that to them in there. We could have went up the road accepting, maybe coming away from here with a point, the way the game went, but I felt we managed to a man to try and grind it out, and as I say, it's pleasing to come away with here with 3 points.
Over 3 weeks to your next game, so how are you going to spend that time?
No, I think the players will get, players that have played a lot of game time, I think it's important to let them recharge the batteries. This week, you know, they'll get a day off here and there, but I'm very keen to try and organise a bounce game next Saturday for the boys that haven't played at all. So we've also got a reserve game on Tuesday, and then possibly have to look at arranging the game the following week, because I think, you know, with that period without games, it can sometimes catch up with you. So it is a wee bit of a challenge, but it's one that we feel a lot better having taken 6 points from the last two games.
All the best to you.
Cheers. Thank you very much, man.